Time now for your letters. Elizabeth Arnold's report on snowmobiles in Yellowstone Park drew this letter from Veronica Egan, executive director of Great Old Broads for Wilderness. One salient fact not mentioned is that there are over 1,100 miles of groomed snowmobile trails immediately outside the park, upon which no guide is required. The vast majority of snowmobilers typically spend several days in the area, only one of which is spent in the park. The local snowmobile outfitters will hardly go out of business over the loss of access, and those wishing to go into the park will be able to do so in quiet, comfortable snow coaches driven by knowledgeable guides. The congressional mandate of the Park Service is the protection of this fragile national treasure, not the enhancement of one segment of the local business community. Bob Harris of Bath, New Hampshire, had a bone to pick with our senior news analyst. Scots of the world, arise. Daniel Shore has kidnapped one of our kin and taken him south to England, he writes. In his commentary Sunday morning, Daniel Shore called Adam Smith an Englishman. He was a Scot, born in Kirkcaldy. He studied at the University of Glasgow under Francis Hutchinson and taught at the University of Edinburgh. Hal Cannon's story on the Wright brothers drew a number of letters, including this one from Davis Straub. One small correction, it was stated that the Wright brothers went to the Outer Banks of North Carolina because of the consistent winds. In fact, they went there because of what they believed, wrongly as it turned out, to be the consistent winds. They were fooled by the averages. The Outer Bank winds are inconsistent, and while averaging 20 miles per hour in the winter, they are sometimes 40 miles per hour and sometimes zero. I believe a review of the Wright brothers' journals will demonstrate that they spent many days sitting around waiting, hang waiting is how we refer to it, for the winds to come up. And Michael Conway of Memphis added, your story on the Wright brothers reminded me of the day in 1969 that Apollo 11 landed on the moon, my grandmother's birthday. I turned to her with an 11-year-old boy's excitement and asked, isn't this amazing? She replied, yes, but not as amazing as Kitty Hawk. Finally, last month, our introduction to a story on the hermaphroditic worms used the phrase. The current issue of the journal Science reveals a startling piece of news. Men are good for something. It was meant in jest, but a few of you wrote to complain that the line was sexist. No offense was intended. You can write to us. Our email address is WESUN, that's WESUN, at npr.org. And please tell us where you live and give us help with pronunciation of your name. It's 22 minutes before the hour.